You're listening to Across the Border. I'm Nicholas, and we're going through Ezekiel right now. We've ended up in chapter 35 of Ezekiel. I'm going to jump right back in here where we left off. Moreover, the word of the Lord by name in the Hebrew, Yahuwah, came unto me saying, Son of man, set thy face against Mount Seir and prophesy against it. Thought I'd read a little bit here, give us a little insight from my good friend Henry. He says, it was promised in the foregoing chapter that when the time to favor Zion, yea, the time set should come, especially the time for the sending of the Messiah, we discussed that, and setting up his kingdom in the world, God would cause the enemies of his church to cease, and the blessings and comforts of the church to abound. This chapter enlarges upon the former promise concerning the destruction of the enemies of the church. The next chapter upon the latter promise, the replenishing of the church with blessings. Mount Seir, that is Edom, so we have another name for Edom or Esau there, that family in the earth, the renowned enemies, the renowned enemies of God, the Heavenly Father, and his people, Edom, Esau, Mount Seir, that is Edom, is the enemy prophesied against in this chapter, but fitly put here, as in the prophecy of Obadiah, for all the enemies of the church, for as those all walked in the way of Cain that hated Abel, so all those For those all walked in the way of Esau, who hated Jacob, and over whom Jacob, by virtue of a particular blessing, was to have dominion. Now here we have, and he continues on, the sin charged upon the Edomites, and that was their spite and malice to Israel. So let's continue. We get a little more insight into, and my question actually was, what is being referred to by Seir? So we now know that it is the family of Edom, or Esau, the Edomites. Son of man, set thy face against Mount Seir, and prophesy against it, and say unto it, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O Mount Seir, I am against thee, and I will stretch out my hand against thee, and I will make thee most desolate. I will lay thy cities waste, and thou shalt be desolate, and thou shalt know that I am Yahuwah, because thou hast had a perpetual hatred and hast shed the blood of thy children of Israel by force of the sword and in time of their calamity and in time that their iniquity had an end. And so how do we identify Edomites today, or the spirit of Edom in people today? It's a perpetual hatred. It's those that desire to take vengeance into their own hands. Those that, for whatever reason, self-righteousness, or whatever reason, desire to destroy others, or destroy the good simply because they hate them for their own hatred, not because they violate the law of the Heavenly Father. That's not why they hate them. They hate them because they are a light. Whatever reason, they hold to a perpetual hatred and they never let go of it. They're all over the place. I know some of them hate me and want to destroy me and steal everything I have and destroy my children and my family. They would rather see my children in welfare on the street in foster homes and me in jail for any reason or dead. The hatred is so perpetual. But they're out there. Edom is out there today. That spirit of Edom, that spirit of Jezebel is alive. Same spirit. Because thou hast a perpetual hatred. And our Father doesn't like that. Yes, you know, he recognized. He said, if you hate your brother without a cause, he recognized there is a just cause for hatred. He said, Jacob I have loved, and Esau I have hated. And this is very Esau that the prophet is writing about here. Mount Seir is the place of the family of Edom, that nation that rose up out of Esau, because thou hast a perpetual hatred and hast shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword in the time of their calamity. So they would take advantage of their brother nation, Israel. When they had a calamity, they would go in like vultures. And he says, because of your perpetual hatred and have shed the blood of the children of Israel in their time of calamity. Verse 6, chapter 35. Therefore, as I live, saith the Lord God, the Adonai Yahweh, I will prepare thee unto blood, and blood shall pursue thee, sith thou hast not hated. I'm not sure about this. I think this is probably, even know if that's a word. I'll have to look that up in another volume. Sith, it says, whatever that means. I'm not sure. I'm trying to figure out widely demo. Okay. When thou hast not hated blood, even blood shall pursue thee. Thus I will make Mount Seir most desolate, and cut off from him that passed out of him that returneth. And I will fill his mountain with his slain men, in thy hills and in thy valleys, and in all thy rivers shall they fall that are slain with the sword. I will make thee perpetual desolations, and thy city shall not return, and you shall know that I am Yahuwah, I am the Lord, and they're by name in the Hebrew. Because thou hast said, these two nations and these two countries shall be mine, and we will possess it, whereas Adonai, the Lord, was there. Therefore, as I live, saith the Lord God, I will even do according to thine anger and according to thine envy, which thou hast used out of thy hatred against them. I will make myself known among them when I have judged thee. And thou shalt know that I am Yahuwah, I am the Almighty, and that I have heard all thy blasphemies which thou hast spoken against the mountains of Israel, saying, they are laid desolate, they are given us to consume. Thus with your mouth you have boasted against me, and have multiplied your words against me. I have heard them. Thus saith the Lord God, when the whole earth rejoices, I will make thee desolate, as thou did rejoice at the inheritance of the house of Israel, because it was desolate. So will I do unto thee. Thou shalt be desolate, O Mount Seir, and all Idumea, even all of it, and they shall know that I am the Lord. I am, and Yahuwah by name. Chapter 36 of Ezekiel and verse 1. Also thou, son of man, prophesy unto the mountains of Israel, and say, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith Adonai Yahweh, because the enemy has said against you, aha, even the ancient high places are in our possession. Therefore prophesy and say, thus saith the Lord God, because they have made you desolate, and swallowed you up on every side, that you might be a possession unto the residue of the heathen, and you are taken up in the lips of the talkers, and are an infamy of the people. Therefore, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God to the mountains, and to the hills, to the rivers, and to the valleys, to the desolate wastes, and to the cities that are forsaken, which became a prey and a derision to the residue of the heathen that are round about. Therefore, thus saith Adonai Yahweh, surely in the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the heathen, and against all Idumea, and I have appointed my land into their possession, with the joy of all their heart, with despiteful minds, to cast it out for a prey. Prophesy therefore concerning the land of Israel, and say unto the mountains, and to the hills, and to the rivers, to the valleys, thus saith the Lord God. Behold, I have spoken in my jealousy, and in my fury, because you have borne the shame of the heathen. Therefore, thus saith Adonai, the Lord, Yahweh, I have lifted up mine hand. Surely the heathen that are about you, they shall bear their shame. Going to judge Israel first? Going to judge his own people first? Surely the nations round about Israel will receive their judgment in their due time. Surely the heathen that are round about you, they shall bear their shame. But ye, O mountains of Israel, you shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people Israel, for they are at hand to come. For behold, I am for you, and I will turn unto you, and you shall be tilled and sown. And I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, even all of it. And the city shall be inhabited, and the way shall be built, and I will multiply on you man and beast, and they shall increase and bring fruit, and will settle you after your old estates, and I will do better unto you than at your beginnings, and you shall know that I am Yahuwah, and by name Yahuwah, and his people were the Yahudi, Israel, the name even that those people that inhabit the land bear today by their neighbors and themselves. They call themselves Yahudi. In the rest of the world, in America, they call them Jews, but they are called by his name, Yahudi. Ezekiel continues, I will cause men to walk upon you, even my people Israel, and they shall possess thee, and thou shalt be their inheritance, and thou shalt no more henceforth bereave them. Thus saith the Lord God, because they say unto you, thou land devourest up men, and hast bereaved thy nations, therefore thou shalt devour men no more, neither bereave thy nation, the nations any more, saith the Lord God. And you know, what we have here is we have Ezekiel prophesying that Israel would be returned into the land. This is a time they have a siege. They've been taken away captive. There's a captivity. There's a siege about to, if it hasn't come to an end again, yet, as Ezekiel's speaking at that time. And so we know, here is the promise that Israel would come into the land. Prophesied, perfectly fulfilled. He's saying Israel would be no more a force to devour the nations, because that's what Israel did before. Remember when they went into the land to possess it, and he told them to go in, kill every man, and sometimes every man, every child, every beast were to be killed at the direction of the Almighty, because they were all together evil. And he was executing judgment through his people Israel. What he's telling them is that he is no more going to use Israel as his sword to execute his judgment on the nations. That's what he's telling them when they go back into the land. And that was fulfilled perfectly after the 70 years desolations. And Israel went back in and they rebuilt the temple, and then they rebuilt Jerusalem, and they had their 490 years. The 490 years, the 70 weeks which were determined for Israel, that is the period that Ezekiel is prophesying about now, and that was perfectly fulfilled in that time. It says, thus saith the Lord God, because they say no more unto you, thou devourest up men and hast bereaved thy nations. See, that's what they did before, but no more. They did it in obedience at first, until they threw off his government. And they said, we want a king like the other nations. They threw off his government. And when they did that, it was a steady downhill tread for Israel until the overspreading of abominations. But before that, when he told them to go in and take the land and execute judgment, that the land was theirs, and they did that, the times of Joshua, when they first entered into the land that was theirs, to take it back from the heathen and to execute judgment on those nations that were there that had totally turned themselves over to wickedness, like Sodom and Gomorrah, and worse. And they executed judgment on the nations. He says, no more. Israel's not going to do that anymore. That's not going to be their reputation. And they had the reputation of a different nation. And there was the times of the Gentiles had begun when Nebuchadnezzar came in. And the times of the Gentiles continues until the Messiah returns. And even Israel, returning to the land, promised here in this prophecy and through the other prophets that they would return, all the while under the domination of heathen kings in their turns, under the times of the Gentiles. It says, so yea, thus saith, because they say unto you, the land devours up men and has bereaved thy nations. Therefore thou shalt devour men no more, neither bereave thy nations any more, saith Yahuwah, or the Lord God, Adonai, Yahuwah, by that variation on his name. Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 15. Neither will I cause men to hear in thee the shame of the heathen any more. Neither shalt thou bear the reproach of the people any more. Neither shalt thou cause thy nations to fall any more, saith the Lord God. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own way, by their doings. Their way was before me as the uncleanness of a removed woman. The uncleanness of a removed woman. And a removed woman would be a woman that was put out of her place because of uncleanness, perhaps for fornication or whatever, or adultery even. Wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land, and for their idols wherewith they had polluted it. I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the countries. According to their way and according to their doings, I judged them. Yes, that mean God of the Old Testament that they teach you about in the corporate church, he judged them according to their way and according to their doings. Justice is required. Our Heavenly Father, the creator of all nations, all men, he judges them with justice. And he offers every man mercy. Corporately, he judges nations. Individually, he offers mercy. And when they entered into the heathen, and when they entered in unto the heathen whither they went, they profaned my holy name. And when they said to them, these are the people of Yahuwah, his name, they are gone forth out of his land. But I had pity for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen whither they went. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith Adonai, Yahuwah, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the heathen whither you went. It's a demonstration of who he is. He wants the world to see him and his true heart for men. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The true heart of mercy demonstrated by when the wicked turn from his wicked ways and turns unto righteousness, his wickedness shall no more be remembered. The heart of a loving Father. He continues, I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which you have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am, that I, Yahuwah, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all the countries and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. A new heart also I will give to you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. And you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will also save you from all your uncleanness, and I will call for the corn. I will increase it, and I will lay no famine upon you, and will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, that you shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. Then shall you remember your own evil ways and your doings that you were not good, and you shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and your abominations. Not for your sakes do I this, saith Adonai Yahweh. Be it known unto you, be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will cause you to dwell in the cities, and that the waste shall be built, and the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that passed by. And yes, this could even be applicable to what's going on over there today. He does it for his name's sake, for his name's sake, to show his mercy in all the earth. A loving Heavenly Father, you're listening to Cross the Border.